Yeah.
So today and tomorrow is
the Kias.
And then the whole shirt will be and then Wednesday was the test.
9:30.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. 10:15 or so. 10 to 10:15. When you're done with the Bechias test, Ian. Bechina. Study for the Bechina. Yeah. I'm not out to kill you, but I want you to learn. Let's begin. Makas Dav Beis Min Aleph, the Mishnah told us that if two people testify that an individual is a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza, then they become Zolomin, they get Malkus. They do not become a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. Asks Tosfos, Tema, Kiva Dim Huzmu, Einon Nas and Ben Grusha or Chalutza. Since if Hazama happens to them, they do not become Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. Im Kain, Gam Shalo Yuzmo Echias Alpiyam Ben Grusha or Chalutza. Even if they are not muzomed, how do we accept their testimony to make this person into Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza? Dachio Emes, which is the truth, that the person was Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. How can we accept the Adam's testimony as truth? This is Adus that cannot be muzomed. The Ainze Adus, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the only Adus which is acceptable in court is Adus which it's possible to become Adam's omen. You understand, the threat has to be over the Adam. Otherwise, the power of two Adam is so strong they can never be proved wrong. The only thing that makes us sure that they are telling the truth is they can become muzomed and get the same punishment as the individuals are trying to punish. Wouldn't you be more careful in giving testimony when you know that's over your head? Makes sense. So ask Tosfos, if they cannot make you into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there is no Kasha Zoma. That's Adus that's not able to be muzomed, that's not Adus. So how can we accept such Adus altogether? Since they do get Malkus for this, it's true, they don't get the actual punishment that they were trying to give to someone else. But you know, Malkus ain't no fun either. So the threat still hangs over them, even though it's not parallel to the punishment they were trying to mete out, but it's a pretty good threat anyway, and it is kasher zoma. V'havi shapira to yochel hazima. Therefore, it is within the category of yochel hazima, and therefore it's acceptable edus. Fractosis v'kasha dim kain myka omer perikol yibot kain. What does the Gemara mean in Sanhedrin daf mevalov kabi edin araham orasa? In the case of people who testified that a girl who was aim orasa, she went through the process of kedushin, not yet nesuin, with a man. And now they testify that she committed adultery, where the Gemara says, "De'ihi lo miktala, she will not get executed on the basis of the testimony of these Adim. Kivan de'inhu lo miktali, since these witnesses will never get killed if hazama happens to them. Because they can say, we Adim never tried to kill her. We are divorced her husband. She's Asura Labal because she committed adultery. V'havila Edus Shiatzaloch Yochel Ezimu, which is Edus, says the Gemara, that cannot be muzomed, because you cannot tell the witnesses, oh, now you're Asur to your wives. There's no Kasha Zoma. They were trying to Asur her to her husband. There's no Kasha Zoma. They should be Asur to their wives. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Aleph, is the reason why she can't get killed, because they can't get killed, meaning they're not Edom. They're not kosher Edom. It's Edus, Shiatzi, Yochel, Hezima. Asks Tosfos, based on the principle that we just mentioned before, how come, in the Nara Morosa case, is it Edus that's not Yochel, Hezima? Umay Koma, what does it going to mean? From Komokom, Lokin, definitely these Edom get Malkus. If they testify that she committed adultery, and then others say, Imanu Ha'isim, you were with us. So it's true, they don't have to divorce their wives. But Kasha Zomam doesn't mean you have to definitely get the exact same punishment. They still get Malkus, they testified falsely. So how do we understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin based on the principle mentioned above that includes punishment to Malkus and to Kasha Zomam? answers to us, there's two answers. V'yesh lomer, t'hosom kivan sheboim l'chayva miso. Since they are coming to try to kill her. V'zomim u'laharugis ha'nefesh. And they were mazim, this individual who was trying to kill somebody, l'makayim kasha zomim b'malkis. Since the punishment of the Edom will be Malkus, when they were l'chayla trying to kill, that is not kasha zomim. So behedik siv nefesh b'nefesh, it says in the pasuk, a life for a life, gabi hazomim de'edis nefashis, by Edom zomim in reference to killing people. V'lochashiv yachol hazim will be Malkus. And therefore it's not considered yachol hazim if all you're going to get is Malkus. In other words, there's a special exception by trying to execute somebody, that kasha zomam of Malkus is not equal to what you were trying to do. You were trying to kill, all that happens to you afterwards is Malkus, that's not kasha zomam. Over here, all you were trying to do is make this person into a ben grusha ben chalutza. To lekakim lav ba'almo, where all that's involved is if that person gets married, they violated a lav. If that person marries a Kohen, all they violate is a lav. Kiman shalaku, since they get Malkus, which is the general punishment for a lav, choshev shapra edus hatziyoch lezima. That's considered edus that can be muzumed. So the split that Tosis makes, in a nutshell, is when you try to make someone ben grusha ben chalutza, which is of a lav level, you get Malkus, which is of a lav level. But if you were trying to kill somebody and all you get is Malkus, that's not kasha zomim. That's different levels. Do any of you feel there's a lot more that needs to be explained there? Right? But you understand what's being said? That's why this is Bekiyas and Adiyah. You just see the difference. There's so much more to figure out. But on a superficial level, that's the difference. Yes? Yeah, the answer one more time. Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that, and half the class didn't even get it. What was that? Oh, the janitor. You don't look like a janitor. Okay, thank you, Rabbi. That's good. Okay, Tosfos said, Kasher Zomam does not have to be exactly what you're trying to get to them, give them, you get yourself. Malkus seems to be enough to be called kasher zomam. Then says Tosis, no. If you're trying to kill, Malkus is not kasher zomam. Kill Malkus. If you're trying to make someone ben grusha ben chalutza, the punishment of Malkus is about equal, and therefore it's kasher zomam. Simple, superficial. Okay? Continues Tosis. Oh, yes, lomar, another answer. The gabi edis ben grusha ben chalutza l'cheshin in klau ba'at yohal ha'zimah. Says Tosis, the rule of edus that cannot be muzumed is not edus, does not apply to ben grusha ben chalutza at all. It's mehecha nafklam. From where do we learn out to be in an edus shal yochel hazima? Where do we learn out this concept that the edus has to be shlug upable? Wow. Mikasha zoma, because the pasuk says kasha zoma. For muchach b'gemara, but it's clear from our gemara here at the base of Kimmel to kasha zoma lo nechtel l'gabi edus ben grusha ben chalutza. There is no kasha zomam in ben grusha ben chalutza. Since you cannot get the punishment of ben grusha ben chalutza, all you get is something else, it's not kasha zomam at all. It's not that the malchus is some form of kasha zomam. No! It's not kasha zomam. Kasha zomam does not apply by certain cases. There's no way in the world that kasha zomam applies to ben grusha ben chalutza. Therefore, there is no rule that you need edus that could be shlugged up. It's only when there can be a kasha zomam do we have a rule that the edim have to be capable of being muzon. Avol hasam gabi naram orosam, by the naram orosam vada kasha zomam koi nami aleyet. For sure, it's possible to have kasha zomam dim hisruba. If, and they said to her, if you commit adultery, you're chayiv misa, Miktali inhu, they would get killed, bishehuzmu, if they were muzomed. The ilu ihi, and perhaps she would get killed, belohuzmu, if they were not muzomed. V'hasamayi below hisru. Over there, the case was where they didn't give her asra. And therefore they were able to say, we only came to answer you on the bow. Because they didn't tell her what their intent was. They go to court afterwards and say, we just wanted her to be ushered to her husband. We weren't trying to get her killed. But if it was a case where they did give Hasra, she could get killed. The Eidim could get killed if they are muzamed. The Kibin the Kasher Zomim Koya Layu, since Kasher Zomim applies to them, L'kach beginning of the Yochel Hezima, therefore you need the Eidim to be Yochel Hezima. This is even though in the actual case in the Gemara it's still Efsher, it's impossible, but since it's somehow in this general case possible, so that seems to be enough to make it Kasher Zomim. So again, in a nutshell, without analyzing it, because this is a very difficult answer, the Ve'odei Shlomo's answer is, Kasher Zomim does not apply by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because you cannot give the same punishment they were trying to give. Therefore, the rule of Eidus Yochel Hezima is not a rule. It doesn't apply. It's learned by Kasher Zomim, so it doesn't apply. However, in cases of trying to execute somebody for adultery, where we can find ways to apply Kasher Zomim somewhere within the storyline, if it was a slightly different story, but somewhere in there we could figure it out, then the rules of Eidus Yochel Hezima have to apply, and that's what the Gemara Sanhedrin Malach says.
Doesn't the Gemara say that this is Kasher Zomim, though, but there's like a technical way that...
Apparently this day of Tosis understands that Gemara differently. Yeah, Enochinami, you're 100% right. Yes? They do. That's what does happen. But the question is, did the Eidim give Hasra or not? If they gave Hasra, they can't go back on it. Hasra means you have to say the punishment also. If there was no Hasra, then they asked them, what did you have in mind?
Before they give their testimony, I mean, as they're giving their testimony, you just ask them, well, what do you want to do with this? And if they say to kill her, then they can't go back afterwards and say, and claim that they're just trying to get her to be
off
with her husband.
You're right. It's very difficult. If they actually gave Hasra, then they would not be able to say what their intent was. And if they didn't give Hasra, they can't kill her. Options. And, okay? It's a good question. Yes? I went down and bought this sefer yesterday because I also had a lot of questions and a lot of doses. Okay, I went to a swarm store and just said, I gotta get something on Maseches Makis. And I know he's very good with Tosfos. But these are good questions. If you want to look, you can look. He has answers too. Yes? In a Zomim, don't need Hasra. That was later in our Gemara. Right? Okay, next. Oh, by the way, I'm going to try to give these to you. I started writing out the Tosfos as I was learning them, but I only did like 5 Tosfos so far. 4.5, 4.25. So anyway, this is one. Yes?
What if the punishment for the sin is like a well-known punishment? Like, you warned someone that
perhaps, like the Gemara says later, we learned the Chavar doesn't need Hasra. Maybe there are certain dinim that also don't need Hasra, but it doesn't seem to be the case. But a Chavar, a person who should know, a Talmud Chacham should know, doesn't need Hasra. The next toast is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I didn't finish it? Okay, let me finish it. V'yesh L'daktik, I'm sorry, V'yesh L'daktik, Tosis asks, on the bottom of Tosis, Me'idin. V'yesh L'daktik, how come the Mishnah did not have a case that people testified that so-and-so is a mamzer? Does that have a shayach, maybe Yisrael, maybe Kohanim? Which is something which is shayach, not just to Kohanim, but even to Yisrael. Yisrael can't marry a mamzer. So it's broader case with similar ramifications. The Eidim Zomim will not become mamzerim just because they were shown to be Zomim. Ben Grusha lo posel lo kohanim. Ben Grusha is only posel to kohanim. So why use such a case that has such small ramifications? Why don't you use cases of mamzerus which have greater ramifications? Answers Tosfos v'yesh liyashiv. The nakdei mishum dekoy azomi bas kohen. The reason why they use that case is because they're going on zomei bas kohen. The issa b'gemara, as the Gemara says, l'kach nokan midi shayach b'kuna. Therefore, the Gemara decided to stay with things that have to do with kahuna. What Tosis means is that the Gemara Senadav Beis Hosam Koi the reason why Makkos is following what it has in Sanhedrin is because the last case was about Zomei Bas Kohen. So if you look at the end of Sanhedrin, the last case before Perek Chelek is talking about Zomei Bas Kohen. So therefore, the Mishnah here chose to use a case that relates to Kohanim instead of the case that's broader. Okay, so it has to do with the fact that Sanhedrin, the Koi, a Zomei Bas Kohen. It's going on, the last case of Sanhedrin, which is Zomei Bas Kohen, so they decided to talk about Bas Kohen here, then Grushim and Chalutza here. Yeah. Yeah. It's all a matter of memorization. It's all a matter of memorization. Yeah, it's all a matter of memorization. It keys you in. Now that we finish that, what's the next din? Oh, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. It's all a matter of memory. Machlokas. Rashi definitely did not hold that it was written down at that point. It was only written down later. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi decided which Mishnayos were the ones that were going to be the ones for life. But it's Machlokas if it was actually written down at the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, about 300 years later when they wrote the Gemara. It was maybe the first time it was written. Yeah, it's there are two versions of an Igeris Rav Shvira Gaon. Rav Shvira Gaon was one of the last of the Gaonim, and there are two versions of what he wrote. Some say that Rebbe wrote it, and some versions say that Rebbe just put it together. And it's Meduyik and Rashi in a few places in Shas that it wasn't written by Rebbe. He was Masader it, but he didn't write it. I'm trying to think what the word is. Okay, next. Tozer Rav Gimel. The Rav Rassel in the Eden. Says Tosfos, "Meidin on a bish plonish a girish ishdo." This Mishnah was talking about where the person testifies that this man divorced his wife and therefore owes her a ksuba, and then they become edim zomim, and it's that very complicated calculation as to how much the edim zomim now have to pay. It's not the full value of the ksuba; it's the value of the ksuba minus the amount that this one could sell it for, that one could sell it for, the baal, the ishto, the rashi. Very complicated. Should we just do the Tosfos quickly? Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, "V'lechayvu sher ksus tam afsidin leisha." How come you're only concerned with the loss of the man? How come you're not concerned with the loss of the women? Owner, by the way, is taken out. We don't charge for that. What's sharing ksus? Right. Which is which? Ksus is clothing, and share is food, and owner is intimacy. So that's taken out. There's no money. You can't give a value for that, apparently. So v'lechai v'share ksus. The woman is losing. The woman is losing. What?
400 gold coins.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Down on food and clothing. So, if these Eidim become Zomim, they claim she's getting divorced. Okay, I'll give you a break now. Okay, I'll give you the break now. Give me a break, Rabbi. Okay, I gave you a break.